Light of the Bhagavat, verse 33.
There are waterfalls flowing from the hills of the forest, but sometimes water does not flow from them. So the waterfalls are not like ordinary rainfall. They are compared to great reformers who speak or do not speak as the time requires. There are two different kinds of religious preachers. One of them is called the professional preacher, and the other is called the acharya. The professional preachers are like the rainfall from the sky, but the acharyas are like waterfalls. The professional traders in Bhagavatam and Ramayana will speak from that portion of the scripture which will appeal to the mundane senses of the audience. For example, the professional Bhagavatam reciter will generally speak on the subject of Rasa Leela, which appears to the layman to be something like the dealings of ordinary men and women. Thus, the professional reciters earn money from their so-called admirers. But the acharya will never speak on Rasa Leela to the general mass of people. The Rasa Leela chapters of the Bhagavatam are the most confidential part of that scripture, and they are meant for advanced students of spiritual realization. In the Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos, and the Rasa Leela is in the 10th. So before one comes to the 10th canto, the Bhagavatam tries to convince one of the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Unless one has grasped the spiritual status of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one is sure to accept him as an ordinary man and thereby commit offenses at his lotus feet by so many unwanted activities. The acharya is one who knows the scriptures well and teaches one's disciples in terms of the disciples' capacity to understand and advance in spiritual realization. Therefore, the acharya sometimes speaks and sometimes does not speak. And so, the holy messages of Godhead have to be received from the realized soul and not from the professional man. Although rainwater and the waterfalls are the same, the water from the waterfalls has a different effect than ordinary rainwater. So one should not accept messages from the professional men, as one should not accept milk touched by the tongue of a serpent. Milk is good, but as soon as it is touched by the snake, it becomes poisonous. The acharya, therefore, is not a mercenary order supplier like the professional reciter of the scriptures. Shri Vigraharad Hananitya Nana Shringara Tanmandira Marjanadau Yuktasya Bhaktans Chaniyunja Topi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sri Vigraharad Hananityanana Sringara Tanman Dira Marjanadau Yuktasya Bhaktans Chaniyunja Topi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.